Wow, it's such a wonderful time in the Lord. You know, this weekend, a couple things going on. The Super Bowl, and we had a luncheon at the church called a Love Luncheon in preparation for Valentine's Day, which is on Tuesday. And what a wonderful time it is to come at the fellowship. The food was provided by the church, so you didn't have to bring anything. And we're trying to do more things in order to get people to come back to church. You know, it's I know it's been hard with the COVID and people getting out of the habit of coming and doing online services and watching Christian television and getting themselves fed. But, you know, we need this touch. We are a touchy-feeling people that God created, and we need to see each other. We need to talk to each other. We need to hug. And by talking with other churches and people around the country, all of them are experiencing some of the same things that we have. The volunteers aren't there at the local church too much. There's some, but not like they were. And the only ones that are really doing a lot of ministry and outreach, and I'm glad for them, is the mega churches, because they have the resources and the funds to hire exceptional music and youth ministry and all of that stuff. And I'm glad about that, and I think it's wonderful. But you know, the local church needs to get folks to start coming again. And the youth group, you know, we still have contact with our youth group, but they don't come to church in person. We take them to other places, and that's a wonderful thing. Tina and Travis have done a wonderful job, but and they would like to get back to doing a little bit more, but they can't do it by themselves. And without people coming back to church, we have a lot of people in this little church that don't come on a regular basis or haven't been there since COVID. But if you know of somebody that would like to volunteer and to work with our young people. Now, the district has reached out. A young man by the name of Zach, he is the district youth leader, and he's going to try to do some things and to get the little local churches back involved. A lot of good things. So I ramble a little bit. Don't really have any announcements that maybe I can announce in a permanent sense or looking forward. So I'm just rambling this morning, making some general announcements. But we like to see you. We need you. The church needs you. God needs you. We need you. And the world needs you. I talked a little bit about my message this week about reconciliation. Let's do that. Let's try to reconcile with people that we have lost connection with during this COVID thing. Anyhow, we don't know if there's any birthdays this week. I'm sure there is. Or anniversaries. And I'm sure there is, because there always are anniversaries. So we sing that song that Tina kind of coined, if I can remember how it goes. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary. God loves you. Happy anniversary birthday to you and many more. Well, I hope and pray you're having a good day, and hope to see you in person sometime soon. God loves you, and so do we.